Good morning. It's April 9th, and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. Imagine running the entire length of the African continent, facing not just the physical toll, but also kidnappings, robberies, and extreme weather. That's exactly what Russ Cook, a 27-year-old British ultra-runner known as the Hardest Geezer, has achieved. Cook has made history by becoming the first person to run the full 16,250 kilometres from south to north of Africa, a journey that took him 352 days to complete. Cook's expedition was fraught with challenges, including injuries, food poisoning, and extreme weather conditions. Despite these obstacles, he persevered, even overcoming a kidnapping and robbery. His determination and resilience were evident as he pushed through these adversities to reach his goal. At the finish line in Tunisia, an emotional reunion awaited him. He met his girlfriend, Emily Bell, after 14 months apart, highlighting the personal sacrifices made during his epic journey. Beyond the physical feat, Cook's run was also a mission of charity and legacy. He raised over £700,000 for his Project Africa initiative, surpassing his initial fundraising goal. Cook embarked on this journey with the future in mind, aiming to leave a legacy for his future children. As part of moving forward, he plans to trim his iconic red beard and ponytail, symbolising the end of this chapter and the beginning of new adventures. Cook's extraordinary achievement has caught the attention of the World Runners Association, which is interested in discussing his potential inclusion in their community. Furthermore, Guinness World Records is eagerly awaiting evidence from Cook to officially recognise his journey as the fastest crossing of Africa on foot, male. With over £800,000 raised for charity, Cook's run is not just a record-breaking endeavour, but a testament to human spirit and generosity. In a ceremonial display of unity and historical camaraderie, French and British troops recently marked the 120th anniversary of the Entente Cordiale. This significant event took place with grandeur at two iconic locations: the Élysée Palace in Paris and Buckingham Palace in London, symbolising the deep-rooted alliance between France and the UK. The Entente Cordiale, signed in 1904, laid the groundwork for a lasting partnership, allowing both nations to jointly address global challenges. The recent ceremonies, attended by notable figures such as French President Emmanuel Macron and British Ambassador to France, Menna Rawlings, served as a vivid reminder of this enduring bond. The French Army Choir's performance of both national anthems added a poignant touch to the occasion. Amidst these celebrations, the British royal family was represented by Prince Edward and Duchess Sophie, as King Charles III is currently undergoing treatment for cancer. In a move to promote transparency and public engagement, President Macron has opened the Guard Exchange at the Élysée Palace to the public, a tradition set to continue on the first Tuesday of every month. These ceremonies are not isolated events, but part of a broader initiative to commemorate the historical military and diplomatic cooperation between Britain and France. This includes honouring Allied veterans in Normandy, a testament to the sacrifices made to liberate France during World War II. Through these commemorations, both nations reaffirm their commitment to their partnership, celebrating a legacy of cooperation that has stood the test of time. In a tragic turn of events in Bradford, the murder of 27-year-old Kulsama Akhtar has set off a nationwide manhunt for 25-year-old Habibur Masum, a man previously out on bail for threatening her life. This case has not only shocked the community, but has also raised serious questions about the handling of domestic threats and police conduct. Kulsama Akhtar's life was brutally cut short in an incident that has left the local community and beyond in disbelief. The prime suspect, Habibur Masum, had a history with Akhtar, having previously been released on bail for threatening to kill her. It's alleged that Masum travelled to Akhtar's area and fatally stabbed her, prompting an urgent response from law enforcement agencies. The police are now in a race against time to apprehend Masum, urging the public to play a crucial role. Anyone who spots Masum, described as slim and last seen wearing a distinctive grey, white and black duffel coat, along with maroon trainers, is instructed to call 999 immediately. In connection with Masum's evasion, a 23-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of assisting him, and several raids have been conducted in an effort to locate Masum. The case has taken a further complex turn as both West Yorkshire Police and Greater Manchester Police have referred themselves to the Independent Office for Police Conduct. This move comes amid scrutiny over their previous interactions with Masum and Akhtar, highlighting potential gaps in the handling of domestic threat cases and the protection of individuals at risk. The community remains on edge as the search for Masum continues, with a heightened sense of urgency for justice for Kulsama Akhtar. In a tragic event that has shaken the community of West Bromwich, 15-year-old Isaac Brown was fatally stabbed at the New Square shopping centre on Sunday evening. This incident has not only left a family in mourning, but has also raised concerns over the safety in public spaces. Isaac Brown, remembered by his family as a loving and kind individual, lost his life in an act of violence that has prompted a swift response from the local police. A 17-year-old has been arrested in connection with the killing, as authorities work diligently to piece together the events that led to this tragic outcome. The police are in the midst of a thorough investigation, urging witnesses and anyone with information to come forward. This incident casts a spotlight on a worrying trend in the West Midlands, where there has been an increase in offences involving sharp instruments. Notably, children aged between 10 and 17 have been significantly involved in cases related to knife possession. In response to the incident, the New Square shopping centre remains closed while police conduct their investigation. To ensure the safety and reassure the community, police patrols in the area have been increased. Additionally, local bus services have been diverted to accommodate the ongoing investigation. The community and authorities are coming together in this difficult time, with a clear message that violence, especially among the youth, must be addressed. The police have made an appeal to the public, asking anyone with information to contact them directly or to reach out to Crime Stoppers anonymously. This tragedy has not only taken a young life, but has also highlighted the urgent need for action to prevent future incidents of this nature. In a sobering discovery that has shaken the South London community, the human remains found in a local park have been identified, bringing a tragic twist to the case. The remains are those of 38-year-old Sarah Mayhew from Croydon, marking a sorrowful end to her story and the beginning of a quest for justice. On April 2nd, the discovery of human remains in a South London park led to a swift investigation by local authorities. These remains have now been confirmed through forensic analysis to belong to Sarah Mayhew, bringing a devastating clarity to her family and the community. Following the identification, police have arrested two individuals, a 44-year-old man and a 48-year-old woman, both of whom were known to Sarah Mayhew. They are currently being held in custody on suspicion of her murder, signalling a significant breakthrough in the case. The police have emphasised that they are not seeking any other suspects in connection with Sarah's death, focusing their efforts on those currently in custody. The family of Sarah Mayhew has been notified of this tragic development and is receiving ongoing support from the authorities. As the investigation continues, the police are making their presence felt in the community, aiming to provide reassurance during this unsettling time. They have also made it clear that the remains belong to one victim and that no additional sites are being searched for evidence. In a bid to gather more information and piece together the events leading to Sarah Mayhew's death, authorities are appealing to the public for any leads. The community's cooperation could be crucial in ensuring justice is served. In this moment of collective grief, the importance of community vigilance and support cannot be overstated. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.